Welcome to this podcast extra from KUOW's Speakers Forum. I'm your host, John O'Brien. In this episode, author John Krakauer explains how he came to write his new book, Missoula, Rape and the Justice System in a College Town, an experience that shocked him and led to an investigation. What Krakauer found in a small Montana town was the truth about a national reality, the brutal mix of ignorance and tolerance surrounding sexual violence. A 2014 White House report found that 20% of women are sexually assaulted in college. John Krakauer's best-selling books include Into the Wild, Into Thin Air, Under the Banner of Heaven, and Where Men Win Glory, The Odyssey of Pat Tillman. This podcast contains an excerpt of Krakauer's talk with KUOW's Ross Reynolds at Town Hall Seattle on February 24th. You can hear the full conversation on our website, kuow.org/speakersforum. Thanks to Anna Tatashev for our recording. Please note, this recording contains unedited language of an adult nature.
So, John, first of all, I understand it's a personal story that really kind of got you started on this book. Could you tell that story?
Yeah, and I explain this in the final pages of the book, but I was, like most of Americans, was ignorant about how pervasive this problem was of rape. And a young woman with whom my wife and I are very close, she was born here in Seattle. I was living here when she was born. She was like a daughter to us, and she was on a fast-track career. Everything seemed great in her early 20s, and I got a call one day that she was in rehab in Arizona, and I was shocked. It made no sense. Turned out, when she was 14 or 15, she was raped by an acquaintance, a young man who was a little older than her, and then several years later, she was raped repeatedly again by a family friend who I know well, another Seattleite. And I was staggered by this, and so I started doing what I know how to do, which is research, just for my own, to understand what's going on here, what is this problem, and that's what led me to write this book.
You recount in the book numerous instances of women raped in Missoula at the university, and police turned these cases over to prosecutors, and prosecutors didn't prosecute. Why?
Rape cases are really hard to win. Any prosecutor will tell you that. Even in Seattle, one of the people who was very important to my book was Rebecca Rowe, who for many years ran the sexual assault division for King County, the King County prosecutor. And she'll tell you how hard it is. She gets it done, though, and she's not afraid to lose cases. The prosecutor in Montana, she brags that she has a 99% success rate, and that's because she only took cases that were slam dunks. In the four-year period that I investigated, and coincidentally the Department of Justice also investigated, 350 cases of sexual assault came to her desk for prosecution. Guess how many she prosecuted in those 4 years? 14. And she had cases where she had signed confessions, she had video evidence, and she said there's not probable cause. She just wouldn't take them. One of the more disturbing cases I write about in the book, a woman named Caitlin Kelly, was raped, sexually assaulted on the university by another student. And when she was convinced to go to the police, and the police investigated, and this prosecutor named Kirsten Papps, without even talking to Caitlin, the victim, said there's not probable cause and refused to prosecute. Not only did she do that, when Caitlin took her case to the university, which did prosecute it, which did adjudicate it, on her own initiative, Kirsten Papps went to the university hearing to testify on behalf of the rapist. I didn't find probable cause. This woman just had buyer's remorse in the morning. This was outrageous. This is the county prosecutor. She then... she wanted more time with her family, she said. So in 2013, she quit prosecutor's office to go into private practice. And just coincidentally, she happened to represent the star quarterback of the Montana football team who was charged with rape. So she stopping the prosecutor was his defense attorney. I'm convinced he's guilty, but, you know, it's hard to, it was a tough case in some ways. She got him off the hook. And then based on, and he was so popular, the most popular person in Montana, I kid you not. And because she kept him out of jail, she then the next year ran for county attorney and won. And she's now the current head prosecutor in Missoula County. So this is what's going on in Missoula.
As you point out, I mean, acquaintance rape certainly is just a problem in Missoula, Montana. How does it compare to other campuses?
So Missoula, one of the great things about Missoula is it's not an outlier. It's not a particularly bad case. Missoula is a really typical college town. In fact, its rape rates are actually a little better than most other towns. It's better than the average. So it's not, what goes on in Missoula in many regards goes on everywhere. 85% of rapes in this country are acquaintance rapes. And people think the worst thing would be, you know, some guy jumps out of the bushes with a knife and rapes you. And science, brain science, shows that it's much more traumatic for a victim when she's raped by someone she knows and trusts. And some of the people I wrote about in the book, and in general this is true, are raped by people they trust completely. The lead story in my book is a woman who was raped by her best friend since she was 6 years old. She was asleep one night. They'd been drinking, and she woke up to him raping her. And she had a slam dunk case. She had three tape recorded confessions, and it should have been easy. And she had to just fight tooth and nail to get the prosecutors to prosecute, not to just to give him a slap on the wrist. He'd confessed, but the prosecutors wanted to let him off easy because he's a football star. And, you know, Seattle understands, I mean, the Huskies, you know, they're a big team, Division I, and Montana's a much smaller, the Big Sky Conference, but it's at least as fanatical about football there as you guys are here. So football players, they have this sense of entitlement. They're treated like gods. They can do no wrong. Juries are really reluctant to convict football players in Missoula and everywhere else.
That's it for this podcast of Speakers Forum. You can hear the full version on our website, kuow.org/speakersforum. John Krakauer's new book is Missoula, Rape and the Justice System in a College Town. He spoke with KUOW's Ross Reynolds at Town Hall Seattle on February 24th. Thanks again to Anna Tatashev for our recording. Tune in again soon for more from Speakers Forum.